The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We condemn in the strongest terms the horrific attack on Nigerian students by a suicide bomber, which has reportedly killed dozens of students and wounded countless others at a school assembly in the northeastern Nigerian town of Podiskum.
Jen Psaki, the State Department reacting to more horrific world events, and this again an attack on a school, as you heard her mention. In the meantime, in the Middle East, we're talking about more boots on the ground. Did I say boots on the ground? More troops on the ground. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, this was one of the big things from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that the president was emphatic about. We will not have boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria. We will not have boots on the ground. We will not have boots on the ground. And now there has been an increase in the military dedicated in this fight against ISIS. But the one little teeny tiny caveat is, no, they're going to be armed, but only to help protect the military, the Iraqi military. Only for that reason, no other reason, so don't worry, that's not going to happen. Until ISIS does something unthinkable, then armed, do you think they're going to just stand by? Of course they're not going to do that. Of course they're not going to be able to do that. It's crazy, too, because there's more and more reports that are emerging about the ISIS leader, al-Baghdadi, that he might have been killed in one of the airstrikes over the weekend, but they don't know. Was he killed? Was he wounded? Was he hit? Where was he? All that kind of stuff. And, of course, that information not readily available. Nobody on the ground can confirm that. This was a guy who was fanatical, apparently, about the cabinet of advisors he had, his strategy, the way he laid things out, where he had spreadsheets, they say, about assassinations and people who were captured and missions that he hoped to see come about. So if he is dead, you can bet somebody else is going to raise their hand and be in charge. But is he dead? Is he injured? What's the deal on that? In the meantime, the bigger story also is, and maybe I should say just as big story, is the fact that now we have more military dedicated to this situation. And is it because we certainly don't have an appetite for what's happened with the beheadings, but for fear that if we don't do something and keep ISIS at bay, or better yet, get rid of ISIS, we are doomed to repeat history. So military personnel is already arriving in Iraq, and they're preparing for what's being called a troop surge against ISIS. 1,500 more troops are being sent to Iraq, to the Anbar province, to bolster, they say, the Iraqi force there, to help them, to protect them in this fight against the Islamic State. In other words, the Iraqi military, after all this time, can't cut it. So they've got to have backup, because what good is it if the worst happens in that area? What would the Defense Department do? They'd be stuck. They'd be stuck. And is this the closest thing to not having so-called boots on the ground? So now we're talking about 1,500 more American troops. If you add all the numbers up together, that's 3,100, because there's about 1,400 troops in Iraq out of the 1,600 that were authorized. So we've been part of this coalition launching airstrikes on ISIS people and all of their facilities that we can find in Iraq and Syria for months. but is the Islamic State has gotten some ground to the north and west of Iraq by advancing in June and July, causing a lot of the Iraqi army and police divisions to fall apart, to completely crumble. So we can't not do something to pick them up, and this was the president's answer. Okay, we've got to have this troop surge. We've got to have the more of a show of might of the United States, even if that's not really what we're trying to put out there. In the end, what does it all mean? Does it mean that we're staying longer? Does it mean that this is a way to get supercharged and get the Iraqi military into shape? What does it mean? And how does it make you feel when you hear that? I have to say, when I heard the words troop, surge, more, putting it all together did not sound good to me. It sounded frightening, in fact, thinking, oh no, we cannot be going down this road already. Can't be doing it. Speaking of going down a road, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, in Hawaii, they're having a few problems with this lava flow. Can you imagine? It's just slow crawling, keep moving, keep going, and destroy everything in its wake, and now it's starting to reach houses. And there's not much you can do to stop lava. And you don't want to be in the vicinity when the lava arrives. In one of the houses that was already hit, I think they were cleared out, thank goodness. But where does it stop? Does it completely wipe out this kind of cool rural town or continue on its merry way? And I think it just keeps continuing until it hits water. Till it hits water. All right, there's some religious controversies as well right here at the top of the show. One, there's a new book that claims Jesus was married and had kids. It sounds like the Da Vinci debate. They say the last gospel, that's what that whole thing was about. And the question hangs out there, was Jesus married to Mary Magdalene and the father of two? So now this is this new book based on ancient manuscript claims saying that he wasn't crucified, but instead was a family guy. The last gospel is coming out. It is based on a translation of Aramaic text found inside the British Library. The International Business Times broke the story when it first happened. And they claim the manuscript reveals secrets of Jesus's family, his life, the name of his two children, and his connection to powerful political figures in the Roman Empire. I think you're going to have a lot of people struggling with that. A lot of people. They say they studied it for the last 6 years, and they think there's a couple of things that may have a different meaning. A meaning, rather. So the lost gospel is based, not last, lost, is based on a translation of the history of Zacharias Ritter, written on treated animal skin, then brought to the United Kingdom in 1847. British Museum bought it from an Egyptian monastery, and on it goes. The scholars are scrutinizing it. I don't know, it'd be interesting to see that manuscript, wouldn't it? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
America Tonight. We have our biggest turkeys of the year coming up soon because, yeah, it's almost Turkey Day. Can you believe it? How did we ever get here? Time just ticks away, doesn't it? You can't freeze time, as my nephew would say. So we're almost into the holiday season. Yep, first the turkeys, then the giant man in the suit, and then we're into a new year. And it's going to be Combat Zone in Washington, D.C., going to Washington, D.C. at the end of January. So it'll be interesting to look at healthcare from every single possible point of view that we can think of, that we can think of. You may have thought of some. In fact, if you have any suggestions, shoot them to me. And you know how to do that, AmericaTonight.net. If you want to hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter or anything else, that's the way to do it. Just go in that direction, and all signs point to the right road, or some road anyway. How would you like to lose $995 million in a divorce? Somebody wrote me that exact note today, and I thought, well, first of all, I must have a ton of money if I'm being ordered to pay that much money in a divorce. It's this Chief Executive Officer Harold Hamm for Continental Resource. That's what a judge is ordering him to do. pay nearly $1 billion to his ex-wife. It's one of the largest ever divorce judgments in the United States. An 80-page ruling following a nine-week divorce trial. 9 weeks. You rarely hear of that. That wrapped up last month. The Oklahoma special judge ruled that oil magnate Ham has to pay his ex-wife that kind of bread. Although, you know, there is another way around this. You can always, he could always make an appeal to the judge of some other sort, come up with something else that could drag this out. But I don't think after 9 weeks, I don't think that would happen. Because I think he'll just pay her. That's it. She's going to be now one of the 100 wealthiest women in the United States, according to the whole Forbes thing. And you could do an appeal, but if it's accepted, that would just, it's so contentious and time consuming. I just don't think that, I don't think that he'll do it. I think he'll just settle. That'll be it. I mean, even with the news of the whole judgment, the shares, it shows you, what can a stock do to your business? Continental shares fell 1.6% to $54.22 a share. And they've lost about 30% since July 1st because of the world oil prices. You know, and there have been other certainly huge divorces, but that's a pretty giant number. I mean, that's a huge number. And to secure the judgment, the judge placed a lien on 20 million shares of the Continental stock. So how about that? It may be installments. So that's probably what's going to happen. He's going to have to pay the judgment in installments, like $7 million a month. Oh, it's like winning the lottery. $7 million a month. I mean, that's unbelievable. Lava, lava, lava. It's fun when you go and you visit and you're in a helicopter and those blue Hawaiian tours and you look down and say, wow, that's unbelievable. Look at the volcano. I can't believe it. I've done it. And I was lucky enough to be there when there was some lava flow on the Big Island, but it was flowing, but nothing like they're seeing right now. So there's a rural Hawaiian town that has been watching the flow for months. Paioha, which is the largest town on the Big Island, it's pretty isolated, and it's mostly an ag place. So the molten rock hit one of the houses, and the people who were renting had already left. How far does the lava go? Firefighters let a structure burn, but fight any fires that spread or threaten other structures. That's not the case here. The relative for the homeowners said that they were planning to be at the site to watch the house burn. Guess it's too late. It's already burning. The leading edge of the molten rock had stalled about October 30th, but then lava was breaking away in spots on an upslope. See, I mean, really, can you control lava? What's the answer to that? Yeah, go ahead and try. They're trying to work on alternate routes, even on Highway 130, which is kind of their lifeline. But until that flow is done, I mean, it's slow. And at times it may get faster, but right now it's slow moving. All right, this is another big story that I'm going to just kind of mix into the pot here on odds and ends. A South Korean court not too long ago sentenced the captain of that ferry with so many teenagers on it to 36 years in jail for negligence, easy for me to say. So the court found that the captain, which capsized in April, killing more than 300 people, would go to jail for 36 years, but not get the death penalty, because the prosecutors were actually seeking the death penalty. Remember, this is the captain that bailed. So what was happening, got off the ship while it was a giant tomb for others. Not good to bail when you're the captain. I guess some captains don't realize that it's really true. The captain is supposed to go down with the ship. She's supposed to be the last one off the boat. There's no way. That's at odds with being a sea person to do that. But the bigger story is to let those kids be on that ferry that was just a floating barge of horrors. And for those parents, they're not getting much satisfaction, I think, out of even what the ruling is, hoping for the death penalty. And it's a bitter pill to swallow when you're talking about a seemingly easy ferry ride. It's a tragedy beyond belief. And now it's that payback time. And it is a big deal, 36 months, but it's not the same as a life sentence, or it's not even the same as a death sentence, of course. But it's a pretty big sentence, pretty big. And if he serves all of that out, that says something. I mean, he's going to be a very old man by the time he gets out of prison. Coming up here on America Tonight, you know how I have those lousy, lame jokes? Oh, I so try. I try hard. It doesn't always work out for me. But I am better at the storytelling thing. In the joke world, that's what happens. You can be this straight guy, somebody who's delivering the punchlines, or the storyteller, a real true storyteller, a comedian. Bernadette Pauly is going to join us on the show, and she's been in a slew of things. We probably saw her. You certainly know what she looks like when you see her, but she does a podcast with her husband. She says, check it out, because it's really funny, BernieandAl.com. And we'll talk to her, but before we're talking to her, you look at Joan Rivers' doctor, who they finally faulted in the federal investigation. He was so busy taking selfies, he wasn't realizing what was going on with her while her vital signs were deteriorating. So now there's a doctor who's in trouble. They also reported that Dr. Lawrence Cohen, the medical director of the clinic, took cell phone pictures, as I mentioned, with Joan Rivers and her ear, nose, and throat doctor while she was lying on the operating table unconscious from anesthesia. Ooh, they're going to get creamed. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have Bernadette Pauly on the show with us. She is a very funny woman who is the co-host of the Gossip Queens. It's a daily half-hour television series, airs 5 days a week in syndication. She's got so many gigs, I don't think that we can keep up with all of them. You might have caught her on HLN's The Joy Behar Show back in the day. I saw her a ton of times on that. I've seen her on Red Eye with my pal Greg. I've seen her on Megyn Kelly's shows, too, as well. All over the place, Animal Planet, you name it. Also with a very funny Colin Quinn, too. She's done some stuff with him on Comedy Central. So, Bernadette, it's perfect timing to have you on for a couple of different reasons. One, because I am like a closet comedian, although some people think I need a lot of work on my material, so it's kind of drop a joke Monday for me. And I'm like, yeah, here's the problem. I'm not good at doing the, like, one-liner stuff that a lot of people like. It's more this, you know, beating myself up kind of comedy. I was trying to come up with something for you today, so I was thinking, oh, it's all, just all my one-liners are just so lame. So I saw this magician. He was walking down the street, and suddenly there was a dishwasher. Silence. I know.
Maybe,
it's brutal.
Skip the one-liner genre and stick with storytelling, because that seems like that might be your forte.
Storytelling. So is that what, how you started out? What gave you your leg up in comedy, let's say?
Oh, well, I was a young, stupid 20-something-year-old actress slash waitress, and somebody in the industry told me I had to do stand-up comedy because I was very sarcastic and fast and wise-ass. And they actually took me to an open mic, what was known as Rebar, back in New York City, where Janine Garofalo and some others used to work out. And I got up there once, and I spewed my silliness and my opinions, and I caught the bug. And I just started going to open mics furiously while auditioning for off-Broadway plays and doing all of that stuff. But I just kept doing it. And then I started hitting the comedy clubs and auditioning there and just breaking through any and every venue that I could possibly do.
Yeah, I said that your, like, resume is, like, incredible. It's so long. It would stretch from the East to the West Coast. But there's got to be, like, some nuggets in there that you thought, wow, I really nailed that. That was so fun. That rocked. I rocked. Well, do you have, like, you know, your top two favorite things you ever did?
Wow. Yes. Let's see. I once, with Russ Meneve, who's a great comedian out of New York City, we worked on various pitches, and I got to break down a bathroom door while he hid in the bathroom a la Jack Nicholson and stick my face through the door and threaten him, which as a female is lovely because how often does one get to do those things?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was very cathartic, and it was one of my shining moments. I've done so much hosting and other stuff, but there was also... there was a pilot that I did that was making fun of reality television producers and what schlock it is and how crazy they are and how insane it is. And it's still being pitched around. And I must say, out of all the stuff I've done, when I look at that pilot, it's really, really, it's great. And I do hope it ends up making it to air somewhere because it was a lot of fun. And they let us improvise a bit and just couldn't ask for a better bunch of people to work with. A lot of them are working actors, some of them Broadway, some off-Broadway, and my fingers are crossed on that one.
Yeah, very cool. We'll look for it for sure. When you, as far as comedy women, comedy chicks are concerned, I'll just say, you know, is there like a kind of a sorority that get together and you hang out and you tell your funny stories? You know, do you have a bunch of, and of course you can hang out with male comedians and I'm sure you do, but is there a group of women that hang out every once in a while, get together and you just get to crack up each other?
There are a few really great great, great women that are extremely funny, and there's a good sense of camaraderie. I mean, there's always your stereotypical housewife, real housewife mentality. There are some ultra-competitive women, unfortunately, but for the most part, I have a great gaggle of women back in New York, especially Veronica Mosey, Jess Wood, a bunch of really, really talented women, and yep, we crack each other up, we pick each other up, we hit the road together, and, yeah, they're really great. There's a whole good group of women, some of them you might not even know, but there's a nice little community of very funny, badass women, so to speak.
Do you think that it's finally now it's not? I saw Joy Behar on this thing about funny ladies that aired on PBS, and she said, you know what, when we can just, we're, it's just all comedy now. When we don't have any shows anymore about women comedians and how they break through and how they broke through the glass ceiling and Joan Rivers and other
yep.
people who came before, she said, then, you know, we should be done with that because now it's all equal. Do you think it feels that way? Is it all equal?
I saw that very same special, Kate, and it was awesome. And I completely agree with Joy in her exacerbation because I'm just constantly asked about being female in comedy. And I'm like, can we get past the fact that I have female anatomy? It gets a little boring. I don't think we're actually completely equal, though. I get tired of talking about it. And Joy was just so funny because that's all anyone ever wants to interview with you about. But I guess when you're an anomaly, whether you're a female or a midget or African-American or whatever, if you're outside the box, so to speak, you're always going to be compartmentalized by the powers that be. So you are dealing with stuff like that. They'll think, well, why would we want another woman? We have this one, the token woman, so to speak, rather than just looking at people by their talent and who can really get the job done the best. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, well said. I completely agree with you. Is there somebody that you just, you know, like this this was it for you. You grew up watching her or him or a bunch of different comedians. Who did you really think, wow, that's really pretty cool? They're really funny.
The person that I oftentimes answer, because I came up in the New York scene watching him work out, for me, is Chris Rock hits me viscerally. I think his comedy is so smart and so funny and so passionate, literally legitimate passion, which is lacking sometimes these days. He moves me. And I would come up in New York City and I'd watch him get ready for various things. And the man works so hard and constantly reworks his act. Like, he'll run around and do 5 shows a night, Saturday, then Sunday, then Monday, just working and working and retweaking his jokes. And I loved watching that he worked so hard that he could come in and slay a crowd and still keep working those jokes and changing them so that to the point where sometimes it wouldn't be as funny, but then he'd take it back up again. And his philosophy, he said before, is no joke is ever finished. And I really respect that. But I do have to say that viscerally, Chris Rock, his passion just moves me a lot. And then there's other people who are amazing. Seinfeld is technically proficient. Gaffigan is amazing and proficient and just pumps out so much material. But if you want to talk about who really gets me going, just Chris Rock really does it for me.
Yeah, yeah, I like Chris Rock. I had a chance to interview him one time at it was an all-star game in Boston, and I know you're from Boston, and it was really funny just in that moment where we just kind of kibitzed back and forth, and we weren't even talking about baseball, and he was just spot on, absolutely. So you grew up in an Irish Catholic Boston neighborhood. I grew up in an Irish Catholic Philly neighborhood. So I kind of can relate to you, but I bet I can trump you. Did you ever wear a tiara? Were you ever the May Queen?
I never was. I've never worn a tiara. I've worn a garbage bag as a raincoat, but I've never worn a tiara.
Well, I don't know. The garbage bag as a raincoat is pretty good, too. Might have been better than my experience. Because, you know, you're just a kid and you're like 8 years old and you have this big train behind you. And what you're doing is you're putting a crown of flowers on the Virgin Mary statue's head. So everybody's looking at you and they're calling you the May Queen. It was a very strange experience, I have to say, at 8.
Oh, but I didn't realize that that's what the May Queen did, but I would have been very into that at 8 years old because I was very, you know, I'm St. Bernadette. I'm very into the Virgin Mary, and that would have been very intriguing for me. Everybody watching me while I'm crowning. Oh, my God, yes.
I love it. Do you think Catholics now are getting a better rep with this new Pope, this St. Francis that a lot of other people like, or, it's still the same thing. It's easy to bust on Catholics.
Well, you know, people are always going to want to bust on whatever the easy joke is. I think, you know what, I think the world right now is just so focused on other stuff and survival and the Middle East and Ebola. I guess maybe it's because I'm a heathen and I don't pay enough attention to religion. I think everybody seems to like this Pope. He shakes it up a little bit, but I think you have to survive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. What do you think is the funniest thing? You know, it's like you said, Chris Rock and the way he works material and how I love that saying that no joke is ever finished. Do you think there's just some things that can go on and on and on maybe for the rest of your life?
Wow. Possibly, yes. Possibly. I think there could be some joke that you started on, you know, with at the age of 28, and I think if you're going to be a legitimate comedian, things will evolve and they will change. And yeah, that maybe there's a possibility that at the age of 94 years old, you'll wake up and say, wow, I'm alive. And then you say, wow, I just had an epiphany. I'm going to tag that joke in a different way. So yeah, I do. Do you?
I do. I hope that that's how my life turns out, where it's just that story that just keeps going on and on. I love it. You've got some great material. Your website is excellent. BernadettePauly.com. Check her out there. And we'll be looking for you, Bernadette, and I'm going to work on my material and test it out on you next time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I also want to let you know I have a great podcast, BernieandAl.com. My husband and I do it, and we've had some great interviews and a lot of great feedback. So if your people want to take a look at BernieandAl.com and listen to some nitty-gritty interviews, that's the place to go.
Awesome. We will do it. Thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you. You guys have a great night. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. A topping weekend count seven. More than seven. The Mormon church founder, yeah, that'd be Joseph Smith. Now they're saying he had 40 wives. Count them. Yep. 40 wives, including one that was married, at least one. Some were, or one was as young as 14. One was as old as 56. Smith's marital history has been, of course, the subject of a lot of historical debate. But recently, Mormon leaders decided to take the pains to present their founding prophet as a happily married guy to one woman. Now the church is saying, careful estimates actually put the number between 30 and 40. The church officially called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as you all know, disavowed plural marriage in the 1800s because they were pressured by the government, where they imprisoned polygamists and they took their land and all their other assets. But what's really wild is, in saying that number 30 to 40, Smith's importance to the Mormons is huge. He is a larger-than-life prophet who received, they say, special revelations from God. So now you got this news that he's taken so many wives, including teenagers and other men's spouses. That has to have rocked some in the Mormon faith. I can't imagine that it wouldn't. So this is a very, very, very big revelation from the Mormon Church. And I think you'll probably hear more about that, too. I mean, that's crazy. 30 to 40, really, and they're saying closer to 40 wives. 40 wives. Start to do the multiplication on that, and then you think about the kids. Wow. All right, moving to the iPhone 6, it is multiplying as well. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniacki thinks Tim Cook should have made a giant iPhone much sooner. He says that Apple could have had a bigger share of the smartphone market if it had done that, the bigger screen, for the past 3 years. Samsung's 24% share of the smartphone market doubled, Apple's 12% in the third quarter. Until the bigger iPhone 6 hit the shelves in September, Apple kept the iPhone screen relatively small and missed out on the popularity of Android's bigger screens, you know, on those smartphones, and I completely get that. It's interesting because Wozniacki left Apple in the 80s. You know, like 87, people forget that. A huge fan, though, of the company he created with Jobs, but he says he likes to try out and experiment with all kinds of gadgets. So he's not strictly an Apple kind of guy, and he is the big grand wizard. People go to him and ask him lots of questions. And he says he was an early smartwatch adopter, strapping his iPod Nano to his wrist. Because, you know, that's the whole big thing next that everybody's talking about. But I agree. I wondered why they had so many phones come out, why they didn't have a bigger screen. And now, of course, they're getting a massive chunk of the market. People lined up the second they announced them, and people are getting them for Christmas gifts, and on the list goes. I don't know that I think this is surprising, but they say laundry pods are a huge danger to small kids. Last year, a Florida mother of a seven-month-old came back to her room to find that her baby had accidentally eaten one of the bright-colored laundry detergent pods. He had been sleeping in a laundry basket with the pod when it happened. They rushed him to the hospital, but it was too late. He died of poisoning from the detergent. Ugh, depressing story. He's not the first child to make that kind of mistake. Poison control centers around the country say they've gotten thousands of calls. In a period of about a year, over 17,000 kids under the age of six have accidentally been poisoned by the packets. This is a new study in the Journal of Pediatrics. That's about, if you figure the math on that, that's about one child every four, or every hour, rather, between March 2012 and April 2013. And if you look at all those cases, almost 5% were hospitalized. 7.5% had a moderate or major medical outcome. Wow. I mean, because people, you know, kids who eat detergent could immediately go into respiratory distress. And it's a bad deal if that happens. And it happens more than people think if you listen to those numbers that I just said. They say the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they say that there has been a decline over the years, believe it or not, in accidental poisonings because of the kids eating the products overall, but the number of accidents related to the pods has increased. So I would think that there's going to be a big push to stop it. Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, called on the Consumer Product Safety Commission to make manufacturers put the pods in a child-proof package. He warned that better labeling about the product's potential danger to children would be well advised, but I don't think so. The same year Procter & Gamble, when Chuck Schumer came out with that, the same year they changed their packaging on the laundry detergent pods that they offered. They now have a double lock on their lids, and Tide changed the pod design as well. I can remember those original pods. Like, you could see how the capsule would burst and it would cause kids to go into comas, they say, and seizures. And you could see how easily that could happen when you're not looking. Kids get into everything, and then all of a sudden they've got a pod in their mouth. Wow, that'd be frightening to see that. And then try to rush them to the hospital and hopefully get there before it's just way too late. More depressing news, sorry, but 57 people killed in a Pakistan, 57 people killed in a bus-truck collision. No one's going to win in that one. In Pakistan, this is out of Islamabad, they say that there is an unknown number of other passengers injured, but the bus did exactly what I said, collided with a truck in southeastern Pakistan. The bus was carrying passengers to the seaport of Karachi when the accident happened. Ooh, that is rough news to get. It's amazing you see how these buses are and how they operate. And normally, it's crazy. They're like, seems like they're dancing on the side of a cliff and somehow right themselves out. But unfortunately, that time, there was no contest with the truck, and it's pretty tough to survive that, let's put it that way. In looking at it, oof, nasty, nasty stuff. In the meantime, the story that everybody's talking about, I think, is this pot story, this study that's saying pot can actually shrink a part of your brain. Can't wait to hear what Bill Maher has to say about that on his show. But regular pot habits change your brain, might even lower your IQ, according to a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They say researchers found that compared to non-users, people who smoked dope starting as early as 14 have less brain volume or gray matter, which matters in the orbitofrontal cortex, because that's the area in the front of your brain that helps you make decisions. The younger someone started using marijuana, the more pronounced the changes, according to the principal investigator of this whole thing. Researchers also found increased brain connectivity in chronic users. And connectivity is when different parts of the brain connected to each other offer a adaptive kind of way of learning, and it helps your mind make associations. So certainly that would do something there with the wiring of the brain starting to deteriorate with chronic marijuana use. You wonder if it's going to make anyone put the joint down. How about that? And they say the IQ points 5 points lower. Phew. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.